Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today. Raw, of course, was last night, the fallout of the Hell in a Cell show. What did you think of Raw last night? I actually thought it was a pretty good show, especially coming after that pay-per-view on Sunday. So we can talk about that here tonight, all of the matches and angles, and we have got a bunch of shows upcoming. When I say a bunch of shows, I'm talking the Mae Young Classic is coming up tonight. We've got the Facebook Mixed Match Challenge. We have got the Women's Only pay-per-view. We've got WWE in Australia, Super Show Down Under. We have got the Crown Jewel Show, which has been announced. It is the Saudi Arabia show. No women on the show, coming 4 days after the WWE's Women's Only pay-per-view. We have matches for those shows. We have expected matches for those shows. And so much more. We'll get into that here today. And changes already to the Mixed Match Challenge. Ember Moon replacing Alexa Bliss tonight. Alexa Bliss, the only person selling anything from the Hell in a Cell show on Sunday. Jeff Hardy was working last night. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre. Everybody was working last night. But Alexa needs to pull out of this Mixed Match Challenge. So all of these stories and more we're going to get into here today. If you want to give us a call, the toll-free phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. You can also call the Sports Byline, which is available at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Back in just a moment to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. we'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, we'll start off with a bow here today. He says, remember when they named Baron Corbin the Constable and eventually the acting GM? We thought he'd not be wrestling for the meantime, and here he is putting himself in main events of Raw, having terrible matches with 15 minutes of rest holds. Well, he's not really putting himself in those matches, but I understand absolutely what you're talking about. I thought, oh, they're going to give him this role, now I won't have to see him in the ring. He'll just come out here and talk here and there. Nope, he's out there, he talks, he bores the hell out of me talking. Then he's out there, he's wrestling, he's boring the hell out of me wrestling. I liked last night's Raw, for the most part. But when they announced in the opening segment of that show, that the main event was going to be Baron Corbin challenging for the WWE title against Roman Reigns, I thought, the cojones on these people. Head-to-head with the NFL. Can you imagine? But hey, that's what they did, so... there you go.
The third biggest market in the country is at Chicago. Watching Chicago and Seattle play. Not sure if that's going to take away all that much from Raw, because the way it goes, I mean, they're always at the bottom of the barrel. It seems that, like, you know, they have their baseline. This is their baseline. Whatever it is, it's not going to change no matter what is on TV, if the Emmys are on or no matter what it is. I don't know if it really matters. And maybe they were hoping that people would think, okay, Baron Corbin is going to be in the main event of Raw. Something's got to happen, right? We're going to stick around for that. Maybe that's what they were thinking in their minds when they were going through with this. But, I mean, be honest now. Did you really think that Baron Corbin was going to become Brad Maddox as soon as he became the Constable?
Yeah, I did.
And that's what you hoped. But did you really believe that inside?
Yeah, I did.
See, that's why you owed me $10 from the Becky thing, because I don't know when the everything flipped around here, but you have gotten soft in your old age.
I haven't gotten soft.
Really, seems like
I thought they've got to like smarten up here. Like, the guy's not very good in the ring, so he's a better talker than he is a worker.
He is.
So we'll have him talk and not wrestle as much.
How many people on the roster, men and women, fit that bill though?
Not a lot of them.
That are better talkers or entertainers than they are wrestlers in the ring?
Maybe Alexa Bliss and Carmella, but like,
no,
who
I mean,
else?
I think there's more than that. We had the whole roster in front of us, but like Maryse is the best example of like using someone so incredibly sparingly in the ring that they are actually a out of the ring character, and they don't have many of those.
Yeah,
and
that's what I thought they'd do with Baron. You're backing up my argument right here.
Well, I mean, again, you could have hoped that, but you can hope in one hand and do something else in the other and see which one fills up first. And I bet you that one fills up with Baron Corbin matches and main events.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? You've been waiting on hold for...
Hello?
Thank you. What's going on?
Hi. I was just thinking about Brock Lesnar and his contract for the Saudi Arabia show. And if WWE will let him come down there. And Brian, will you allow me to come?
You're an idiot.
All over.
I'm going to find
that wherever you would want to.
I'm going to find that one and block it. That'll be easy.
You can go wherever you want to, and just
let's look at some of the news right
come
here.
Come and go as you please. It's America.
Kid Yamamoto, who for years was considered one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world.
Spectacular transition.
Was a major crossover star in Japan. Passed away on Tuesday in Japan. He was 41. He had announced on August 26th, that's less than a month ago, he announced on his Instagram that he was going to battle cancer and that he was feeling great. In great spirits, and 3 weeks later, he is dead. And we don't have a lot of details on what kind of cancer, when he was diagnosed, what happened. He was part of a famous wrestling family in Japan. His father represented Japan in the 1972 Olympics in Munich. His two older sisters, Miyu and Saiko, were multi-time world champions. Miyu is a regular star with Ryzen, if you have seen any of the pictures of her.
She's really pretty.
She's really pretty. She's 44 years old.
Yes. Yeah, she's timeless.
It's astonishing.
They're a timeless family. They really are. They are a legend. I mean, when you look at Ensign Inouye being tied in, I mean, they are a very interesting and a very accomplished and very intriguing family. And they all, he did things the way he wanted to do them. He bucked a father who was very strong to get into mixed martial arts and... You know, you would have had to have been there in that time and place to really understand it. I mean, for anyone that was following the Japanese rise of MMA through K-1 into Pride, into what became K-1 Heroes and Romanex, which was the original K-1 MMA venture, and the battles that were going on for attention in Japan amongst networks, amongst promoters, amongst fighters, I mean, it was a Wild West show. But it was incredible, and he sat at the top of that. And there was one time in Japan with combat sports where, like, sumo was down, and pro wrestling, with the exception of Noah, really was very down. Dragon Gate was on the way up, but it was still very much a cult thing then. But boxing with the Kameda brothers, with Japanese MMA far overshadowing anything UFC was doing. I mean, UFC was always in the backseat. That's what the perception was. Guys like Kid Yamamoto, Fedor, Vanderlei, Rampage, all of these people and all of these in K-1 and in MMA and in Pride, these were the big stars of the sport. And the UFC was in the backseat. And these fighters, how could these fighters match up against these legends and these monsters in Japan? And Kid Yamamoto was a major star for K-1. And again, you would have had to been there in the mid-2000s and in the early 2000s that led into that. But he was a massive star at a time where Japan really did dominate the canvas-matted combat scene just to a ridiculous degree.
Recruited to fighting by Ensign Inouye, well-known Hawaiian fighter who at the time was married to Miyu. Kid, as he was known, was considered one of the best fighters in the world from 2004 to 2007.
I just said that.
141 pounds.
Yeah.
By today's standards, he was roughly the size of the top flyweights, but he was competing against lightweights because he was a man.
And you know what? He'd go out there and fight those K-1 Max guys that were 154 pounds was the weight limit there. And it was just like BJ Penn. It was just like a lot of those older guys that who knows how much time he took off his career by battling guys who were 10, 15, 20, 25 pounds bigger and beating them.
Anyway, sad story. He was a huge television ratings draw.
Yeah.
The Masato kickboxing fight. Him and Yamamoto, 31.6 rating, 33 million viewers.
Oh, man. People don't, the TV ratings back then.
A great Raw rating.
Oh, my God.
A great Raw rating today. A great Raw rating today.
Hit him with it.
One-tenth.
Yeah.
Of that number.
Yeah. Bob Sapp, people will look back in history and look at Bob Sapp and in a vacuum go, what the hell was that? Man, there was nothing like New Year's Eve Wars where there was the massive, like, Dick Clark kind of, like, American Bandstand festival show that everybody watched. That was a traditional show. And then you had a K-1 show, you had a Pride show, and then you had an Inoki show. And you had fighters and pro wrestlers from different organizations, from the other's organizations, showing up and fighting on each other's shows. It was absolutely a bizarre time in the world of MMA.
Got this question here. Are they seriously wasting Shawn Michaels' return in a tag match involving Kane? Yeah, that's what it's looking like right now. We'll talk more about that after the break, but they've announced. Hey, we'll talk about it right now a little bit.
Corners? Corners or tag match?
You're confused, Mike.
Okay.
The Super Showdown in Australia is Undertaker versus Triple H. Shawn Michaels in one corner, Kane in the other corner.
Got it.
This is leading to the Crown Jewel Show, where it is almost certainly going to be a tag team match. Mm. Undertaker and Kane versus Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
This is, man, it's like Leisure World. It is, what a awesome PGA seniors retirement tour for. I hope every wrestler from the past, from the 90s, comes back who's still alive and from the Attitude Era, and Saudi Arabia gives them millions of dollars for showing up. This is turning into a unbelievable circus.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So here's the update on all these shows we got coming up. And there are a lot of them. So first off, we've got the Australian show. WWE has revealed Shawn Michaels' role for the Super Showdown in Melbourne, Australia. Undertaker made an appearance on Raw promoting his match with Triple H. During the promo, it was announced that Michaels will be in Triple H's corner for the match. Kane will be in Undertaker's corner. Undertaker versus Triple H is being billed as the final time they will ever face each other. The event will take place at the Melbourne Cricket Ground on October 6th and will air on the WWE Network. So that's coming up in about, 2.5 weeks now? 2 weeks? Something like that? So that's the first show. And that show actually has more matches announced than there were matches on the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. We've got Triple H versus The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels and Kane in opposite corners. Bobby Lashley and John Cena versus Elias and Kevin Owens in a tag team match. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz to determine number one contender for the WWE title. We have The Shield versus Strowman, Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre. The Bellas and Ronda Rousey will face Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan. So probably setting up the expected Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella match for the women's only pay-per-view. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy. New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics. And Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. That's your lineup for the Australia show. Then, of course, it's the women's only pay-per-view, which we haven't even mentioned today, but WWE Evolution is October 28th, so 3 weeks after that. And we have Io Shirai. Oh, I shouldn't mention who we got there. We got Alexa Bliss, Trish Stratus. We got Lita versus Mickey James. And we have a bunch of matches not announced for the Raw Women's Title, SmackDown Women's Title, NXT Women's Title, and the NXT UK Women's Title. Then we go to WWE Crown Jewel. The only match officially announced here is Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman in a three-way for the WWE title. But it is expected that Shawn Michaels will be returning to the ring. It will be most likely Shawn Michaels and Triple H versus Kane and The Undertaker here in Saudi Arabia, which will be on pay-per-view. And, man, they got Brock Lesnar coming back to work this show. They got Shawn Michaels coming back to work this show. I've been talking about this for weeks. Do you know how much money these guys are making? Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot about it that's ridiculous, isn't it? But, the paychecks are certainly one of those things. And
Mayor Kane is going to Saudi Arabia for this show.
Mayor Kane. And why not? It's just, again, they've got a fetish for that era, and they want guys, everybody from that era, and they are doing whatever it takes. I mean, you're getting Shawn Michaels out of Texas or out of Florida to go to Saudi Arabia and break his word and come back after all of these years. You know, it's, I mean, I know that I'm sure the guy's in pretty good shape, but I mean, you know, to get back into ring shape, I mean, what's that like to shake off the ring rust and have to come back, boss?
Funny, this person says, would you go to Saudi Arabia for a wrestling
match? That was
a
question. What was it like?
Can I read this? It says, Brian, would you go to Saudi Arabia for a wrestling match if they offered $1 million to get squashed by Marco Stunt?
Oh.
Well, first off, no, I wouldn't go to Saudi Arabia. I didn't even go to England when Dave went into the Hall of Fame, for crying out loud. I'm certainly not going to Saudi Arabia. And no, I'm not going to get squashed by Marco Stunt. I guarantee, in the lifetime of everybody listening here, there will be no day where I'll be squashed by Marco Stunt.
No, sir.
This little twerp. You know how many times in my life I've called somebody else a little twerp? Geek is on Twitter calling me out and trash talking. You know what he said the other day? I said I was upset about Becky. I said this Becky thing may cause me to quit. You know what he said? Good.
Oh.
Like, you better pray.
Yeah, because that's, I mean,
and if your praying doesn't work, you better run. Those are your two options here.
I was listening to the show on Sunday because I was in the car. I was en route to somewhere, so I unfortunately could not be here. But you seem to be melting down at the end of the show. When did you actually give a rundown and a list of some of your accomplishments all the way from field day to the state championship?
It wasn't field day, you geek. It wasn't field day.
You seemed like you were shaking a bunch of...
I was. John in Memphis called in, and he tried to claim that Marco Stunt was a better gymnast than I was. Marco Stunt, out of his own mouth, Okay, he taught tumbling classes.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference between teaching tumbling classes and being a state and regional champion, which
He's
I was.
He's really good at falling down.
I've got so many medals over there in that case. They're it's on my Twitter. You can look at them all. That was only my gymnastics medals. That wasn't even my jiu-jitsu medals. So I don't want to hear from the, and this isn't even Marco Stunt's fault. This is this idiot John's fault trying to push my buttons. But he's going to move to Woodinville so he can come to the school if he wants to. I'll give him a free lesson. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Did you guys hear anything about this World Cup thing they're doing at Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
I thought I heard something about another trophy, something like that.
They're doing a World Cup tournament, it looks like.
How long do you think before FIFA puts the stop to that one?
Well, they're not going to call it the World Cup.
Actually, they were calling it the World Cup.
Well, I mean, is there a history of this? Like, didn't they do a Saudi in Kuwait? Didn't they? Oh, I guess that was the Kuwaiti Cup, wasn't it?
That was the Kuwaiti Cup.
I don't know. I have no idea. It doesn't really matter, I guess. I'm sure FIFA will put the kibosh on it, but I mean,
Maybe they will, but you got to think, like, whenever you see WWE filing a trademark, okay? Let's say they file a trademark for the Shield. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I could be corrected here at any moment, but whatever they file for, like, the Shield, the whole thing is we're filing this trademark for usage in professional wrestling.
Yes.
So WWE is not running a soccer tournament at the show, and they're calling it the World Cup.
No, but you can't call something the Super Bowl or something
But
like
you can,
that.
Mike, because we've seen the World Cup of Wrestling in Impact Wrestling. That's what they called it, the World Cup of Wrestling.
Well, I guess so, yes. I guess so.
So I think if they call it the WWE World Cup, and it's not soccer, I presume they can get away with it.
Well, clearly it's just another, like Mike said, it's just another ploy to, you know, make something special, to make it seem special for a glorified house show at the end, you know?
Of
I mean,
course.
That's what that is.
Although this is more than a glorified house show with Brock Lesnar and Shawn Michaels returning.
A gilded glorified
You got to say that Saudi Arabia has got to be paying for some of their contracts. I mean, you know, Saudi Arabia has got to be giving some of that money.
That's what I think,
talents.
But...
Well, indirectly, I mean, I'm sure they're saying they want these guys badly, and we gave you a bunch of money, go give them the money. I mean, whatever it is, I mean, who knows what the negotiations are in this, but
hey,
if
think
they
about
have
this.
A list of names and this is the way it's going to be, or you don't get your money, then these wrestlers are going to get the money because obviously they want these dudes there.
Well, I think if they sign a contract, you can't say, we're not going to pay you if you don't bring in Shawn Michaels, who's retired. Or like,
if you don't
bring Yokozuna back from the dead, like, you're not going to get your money.
Brian, I mean, look at how they run that country. I mean, they can say whatever the hell they want.
I know, but it's not like they're not going to pay WWE if they don't get Shawn there. I mean, listen, they wanted Shawn there for the first show, and he wasn't there, and they still got their money. But anyway, think about this. Hold on, everybody. Think. Let's think about this for a second. All right. They ran the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then the investors conference and the whatever they call it, the financial, what do they call that thing?
The quarterlies?
The quarterly report, damn it.
Doohickeys.
The quarterly report came out, and the quarterly report, there was a section in there where there was like $58 million more than the year before. So that's clearly the money that they got from Saudi Arabia. So at the time, I mean, we figured that was they were going to do a show a year, and they were going to be making $58 million. Okay. Well, now they're doing another show. So here's a question. Did they get paid $58 million for the two shows this year? Or are they getting paid $58 million per show every year?
Can you see them getting $58 million per show, though? Isn't that mind-boggling, Brian?
Well, of course it's mind-boggling, but look who we're dealing with here.
I could see $25 million.
I mean, in the 90s, you would have never thought of anything like this. I know it's back in that time and even the Attitude Era, but you would have never in a million years thought that WWE would be getting $50 or $60 million per show.
It's crazy. And I want to thank you very much for the call. I cannot wait until we get the next earnings report and we find out if they are getting $58 million per year for two shows or if they're actually getting $58 million per show. I don't know the answer. But one way or the other, to run two house shows in Saudi Arabia every year, they're either making $500 million over 10 years or $1 billion over 10 years. Actually, it'd be $1.2 billion. That's madness. But anyway, the point of this is they can afford to bring Shawn Michaels out of retirement and have Brock Lesnar wrestle. He'd wrestle a shark if they paid him enough. And they could.
They even have the B-roll promo already from SummerSlam all those years ago with him F-5ing a shark. So that could be the build to get into it. But I just, in my lifetime, they used to run shows at, like, the South Dorchester High School gym in Cambridge, Maryland. They used to have tent shows in Cape Cod. They've come a long way. Everything has come a very, very long way, for good and for bad. But yeah, that type of money is just, it is absolutely staggering. And you go, why?
Okay, actually, we got to head to commercial. So stand by, Observer Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line in this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, is there any chance Kane actually goes to Saudi Arabia? That would be a terrible look for a sitting mayor. Well, first off, he's a mayor.
Yes. He's the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee.
So I think that it's probably not going to have much of an effect on his mayorship. He's going.
Look, he's a libertarian, Republican, guy, and it's much of their base. It doesn't really much matter if they like that person. It doesn't really matter what they're doing. They're going to put their faith in them. And I think Kane is probably going to be okay. I think the divide, look, is this in some ways any worse than the spectacle, the spectacles that Jesse Ventura would pull? And I can see, look, believe me, I understand why people would say that it is. But, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, defecating on the office, I mean, Kane's literally been in there for such a short period of time. I mean, we don't even know if he put together that office chair yet. I don't know if anybody follows his Twitter adventures of being the mayor, but, like, his first day in there, he's sitting on the floor putting together a chair. It's like they didn't have anybody to help him out with the chairs, for God's sake. So let's kind of, like, slow down on how much this is going to damage his political future.
We got the weird story here. It's not that weird, but Kathy Kelly announced Ember Moon is replacing Alexa Bliss on tonight's episode. It'll be Ember Moon and Braun Strowman against Natalya and Kevin Owens. They are claiming Bliss suffered an arm injury at Hell in a Cell. Kelly's saying Bliss is not cleared to compete after seeking medical attention due to numbness in her left arm. I hope it's not legit, I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, so they had a show, and Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman were so badly destroyed that they couldn't even finish their Hell in a Cell match. And Dolph fell off a cage. Seth fell off a cage. Jeff Hardy was practically killed. Every single one of those people worked yesterday. But Alexa Bliss must take the mixed match challenge off. So we'll see what happens. Got to get over that Ronda Rousey armbar.
Is that what it is?
I guess. I can't think of another excuse.
She didn't want to do it. Something came up. She's got who the hell knows? She's got a nagging injury. There could be a zillion reasons why they decided to make this move. And look, it was one of their best acts last time around. They won it, right? And the whole thing of Braun being smitten with her, of Team Little Big and all that stuff. So I'm sure it's something that they didn't really want to do, but who knows why it happened. And at the end of the day, does it really matter? How many people actually watch? I guess we'll see. But on a crowded schedule with tons of things to take your eyeballs and your attention, that's kind of low on the list for me.
I love this person here says, with the Universal title not on the line, will we finally see the WWE title in the main event in Australia? My friend, do you actually think that AJ Styles and Samoa Joe is going to go on last when we have Triple H with Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker with Kane in a match where they're probably going to set up the return of Shawn Michaels? My guess is that no, AJ Styles is not going to close the show at the Australia pay-per-view. But hey, you never know. But my strong feeling would be that that's absolutely positively not going to happen. But hey,
boss.
Who knows?
Who's bigger, Marco Stunt or Leo Rush?
Leo Rush?
Is he?
I think.
Towers over Marco?
I don't know if he towers over him, but they're both small.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Trying to find the nicest way to put this. They're both minis. How about that?
I don't know if that was the nicest way you could put that.
Yeah. If you want to see that match, everybody, myself and Marco Stunt, it's coming up November 3rd, Black Label Pro, Crown Point, Indiana. Tickets are available. I think most of the front row's gone, and there are other tickets available right now. They've only announced two matches, and there are many more to come. I've been told that the undercard is stacked here on this show. So at Brian Alvarez on Twitter, you can check it out. Sticky there at the top. An awesome poster for this particular match. If you want to check it out, at Brian Alvarez, grab your tickets now. You won't regret it. Do you hear me? You won't regret it. Spurt says, I'm not surprised that Ronda hurt Bliss. More gals to be injured by Ronda Rousey.
Wait a second.
Well, she didn't really hurt her. It's fake.
Yeah, we don't know that. I mean, it could be a lot of different reasons. And one as simple as they just want to get over the armbar and sell that.
I mean, Alexa was out there last night and she was fine, so
couldn't have been hurt
that badly. Not to mention, serious question.
Could have been a hamstring.
This is a serious question. How would Ronda Rousey have hurt Alexa Bliss using the fake armbar? She doesn't even do a straight armbar. She just falls sideways and the arm bends the way it's supposed to bend. Like, you couldn't hurt somebody with that hold.
Maybe she kicked her on the rib.
But they said it's her arm.
Yeah, but she's got, maybe that's like the you know, the cover for like the real reason. What are they going to say? Yeah, she put the arm bar on her and kicked her in the rib while like putting it on her? No, they're not going to say that. They're going to say it's the arm bar. Could be a number of reasons why she's not in this match.
Mel says, why does match order matter? Give AJ his due. Well, what? I mean, he is getting his due. He's the champion. He doesn't make any more money for going on last.
No.
I don't think he gets any extra respect from most fans for going on last. Do you, person who sent this text, do you respect AJ Styles less because he's not going on last? I don't. Does anybody? It doesn't matter where he is. So there you go.
You know what I really want to see? I want to see Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush become the new Hardcore Holly and Crash Holly.
I really don't.
Like, there's could be a way you can, like, rehabilitate Lashley, because him as a jerk heel, like, that's, I could see them, like, them as a heel unit together. It could be incredibly annoying, but incredibly fun to watch, and they need tag teams anyway. And Leo Rush brings the personality Bobby Lashley needs, and him just kind of being a jerk and doing, like, the slap on the shoulder and all that. Like, that's kind of all I need out of Bobby. So give me that. Give me them against Chad Gable and James Storm for right, not James Storm, Bobby Roode for right now, while they're both good guys.
Mike doesn't like this, but this person says, please tell Mike he is wrong.
What?
Miz and Asuka won it last time.
Oh, did they? I don't know. Yeah. Look, I know it was a big story.
Of course
story,
they did, because right? Remember Asuka was undefeated.
Ah,
there was
right.
All that talk about whether if she lost her undefeated streak would end, and it didn't matter because she didn't lose.
No, that's true, but then they played it up, though, too. She was going to be upset with Miz if she lost everything or if he lost it for her. So, yeah, that's, yeah. Well, look, at least I can remember some of the teams in there, and I doubt I'm going to remember everything about it.
Oh, my God. Hamish here. Leo Rush is, in fact, taller than Marco the Geek Stunt. Leo is billed at 5'5", and I'm sure Marco is not even close to that fight or that height. Leo Rush is not 5'5". Okay? He's not. If Marco is telling the truth, which I'm skeptical of, that he's 5'2", then him and Leo, I'm pretty sure, are exactly the same height.
Ouch.
What do you mean, ouch?
Could you take Leo Rush?
Are you kidding me?
Could you beat up Leo Rush the same way you're talking about beating up Marco's son? Is that what you're saying? You can take out Leo Rush?
Of course I could take out Leo Rush. I mean, it'd be a little more difficult than Marco.
Damn.
But it's just it's the way things are. Hamish, you know what? Hamish isn't always right, but sometimes he's right. Marco Stunt has no chance against a person of my size.
Do you have the dexterity still that young man does? I mean, I know your joints are all, you know,
Mike,
remember you stay in
Mike,
shape.
You're asking for it.
I'm just
don't
I'm
make me
just,
challenge you next
look,
year in Vegas.
I just
because don't
make
think
sure
I won't.
You're well-rounded enough to go through and to make sure that you're okay just checking off all the boxes leading into this thing. I mean, you are...
You're going to look like such a goof on November 4th. I just want you to know.
The one thing that he's got over you is age, boss. I just want to make sure that you're ready, considering you have lost the last two matches you've been
in.
Dude,
first off, he's 22 years old, okay?
Yeah.
This is not an advantage.
You're double his age.
This is not an advantage.
You could be that man's father.
You ever heard of old man strength? You ever heard of age, experience, wisdom, power?
Yeah, you're not Mark Hunt with the hands, brother.
And this is not like we're two heavyweights, okay? Like, I'm not going to blow up in this match. I've never blown up in a match in my life, and I've been way heavier than I am now.
Do you have arthritis?
No, I don't have any arthritis.
Okay, just checking. You know, your hands, I mean, again, you're not fast with your hands.
You're
going to
look. What are you talking about? Well, I'm going to mute
that's
you.
That's what Tom said.
Says there's no way Marco Stunt is 5'2". He looked 4'10 at the All-In Battle Royal. Hey, I predicted 5 feet. I'm not sure about 4'10". First says, was I the only one who found it weird to hear Michael use the word manager last night when talking about Leo Rush? Well, here's the thing. It is weird. But Vince gets on these weird kicks where he wants, like... Apparently now he wants managers. There's like 50 managers running around all over the place.
Well, look, if you're going to have a ridiculous Muppet show that's, you know, the three-hour entertainment show anyway, and you're going to have 937 people signed to your roster amongst all of the brands, why not have managers? I mean, for heaven's sakes, it's ridiculous. And not just valets, not just Zelina Vega or Lana type roles, but also Leo Rush's and Drake Maverick's, although, again, they're taking a weird way to get there with some of these guys, but okay.
A couple of things right here. A bunch of things, actually. Person asking a bunch of good questions here in the text message bin. Says, when Natalya was telling Rousey how to issue an open challenge, that segment last night, Ronda Rousey walks into the locker room, she goes, How do I issue an open challenge for the belt? And they're like, you go out there and you issue an open challenge. She goes, oh, okay. Anyway, the question is, why when she was telling Ronda how to issue an open challenge, she had to say, when the men do it, was mentioning the men really needed? Actually, it was needed, because I can't think of a single time in the history of professional wrestling in WWE that a woman issued an open challenge for a title. If you can find one, let me know.
I would say, and if they did, it was one of those things where they probably marched out there, said it, somebody came out. It just was one of those one-off things where I don't think we've ever had an extended, like, open challenge, take on all comers type.
This person here also says, you must beat Marco Stunt. You cannot lose two times in a row in Black Label Pro. You know what's interesting? I hesitate to even mention this, but I'm a man of facts. I have never won a match promoted by Mikey of Black Label Pro. Ever.
How many have there been?
Not one time. Now, when feuds continued outside of Mikey's jurisdiction, in fact, I did win. But on a show he promoted, I have never won. Now, granted, I should have won versus the Rock and Roll Express, but the illegal man pinned me. So I'm counting that as a no contest. But I will not be losing two in a row for Black Label Pro. Fear not.
I heard, and this is legit, there were promoters from across the country that were chomping at the bit to put this show on, like Ric Flair standing there in front of Gordon Solie talking about it anywhere in the world, Don Owen, Eddie Graham. But why then, having that disadvantage of never winning a match promoted by Mikey, are you going back to BLP? Why?
Because unlike some people, Mike, I don't give up. I don't fold in the face of adversity.
Okay.
So it says, is WWE also getting paid big money for the Australia show like with Saudi Arabia? Nowhere near what they're making in Saudi Arabia. You kidding me?
But they might put a big feather in their cap depending on how many bodies they can shove into that building because it is massive.
And PW Insider reported Bliss was legit injured in the Rousey match but should be back in time for a second round match in the Mixed Match Challenge. Well, there you go. Maybe she was whipped around by her arm and hurt her shoulder. That's possible. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I got four text messages to get into here, so here we go. First off, this person says, Vince's new weird kick, now it's the legal superstar, not the legal man. You'll never unhear it. A couple of weeks ago, somebody asked a question, could WWE ever do a G1-style tournament? We were very skeptical. Well, this person notes the Mixed Match Challenge Season 2 is a round-robin tournament. 10 teams total, 2 blocks. First block with 5 Raw teams, the other block with 5 SmackDown teams. Winner of each block wrestles at TLC in the finals. So that's interesting. This person here says, with the news that Regal was at Bola, other than Brody King, was Regal there to scout anyone else besides perhaps Jeff Cobb? Jeff Cobb.
Yes, everybody.
Yeah, Jeff Cobb's in a Ring of Honor contract, number one. And number two, Regal goes to a lot of those shows. So this was not an aberration here. He just goes and watches and checks everybody out. And finally, this person says, Leo Rush's WWE.com info says his height is 5'6". Believe it or not. Okay. A couple days ago, someone said, hey, there's a video floating around the internet of Daniel Bryan putting you in an Indian death lock from something a long time ago. Okay, you can see my height compared to Daniel Bryan's height. He's 5'8", so you're telling me that Leo Rush is 2 inches shorter than Daniel Bryan?
Well,
go ahead and do the math. The answer is he's not. It's ridiculous. Esper says, please get RD booked for Black Label Pro. You need good quality management. Oh,
wait,
listen.
A second.
I plan to have plenty of folks out there helping me out.
Huh.
As I just got a lot of people that want to be there, so I want to make sure it works out for all of them.
Oh, yeah?
Filthy Tom, our manager, RD.
Wait. Your manager and yeah. RD, you're two separate people?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the fans get unruly. Hey, we're out of time, everybody. We're going to wrap it up here for today. I want to thank Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.